Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now, he is a former Texans wide receiver. He is one half of the Average Sports Show on Sports Radio 610 on Wednesday nights with Sean Bajani, and he is our guest each and every Tuesday at this time. David Anderson joining us on the Triple Threat. What's happening, D.A.?
You know, I've had better intros. You guys are you're slipping a little bit on the
Are
intros.
We?
We'll work on
not,
that.
Not the intros, the board. The board.
Oh.
I don't know who puts the board up. You know, comedy used to be their forte. Now they're struggling.
Okay, well, BMAC is internalizing that challenge right now. I can tell by the look on his face.
It's strictly BMAC.
In the control
room. Oh, we beat San Jose State. Now you don't have anything to say.
Huh? That powerhouse.
Yeah.
I see how that happens. Hey, yeah. You know, it's funny you guys say what you want, but how many of former athletes are at the G2E conference? That's the Global Gaming Conference in Vegas.
Oh, dude.
I will raise my hand and say yes. And guess who I just ran into?
Who?
Morlon Greenwood.
Oh, former Texan linebacker.
Former Texan linebacker and Jamaican rap star, Morlon Greenwood. I ran up to him, and I was like, blow, blow! Because that was what he always used to say when he made a play. We just cried laughing. Now I have a drinking partner out here in Vegas.
That's good. What's he doing out there? Is he on the fringes of the gambling business?
No, I don't think so. He's out here, but he has a much better cause than I do. He's helping out former NFL players that live in Las Vegas get involved in the community.
Okay.
And being involved in the community basically means getting involved with casinos and how to promote, you know, now that sports gaming is coming around, maybe you bring some of them to your sports book and sign autographs or whatever you can do to help athletes kind of stay relevant is what a lot of the alumni associations do. So he's doing a good job. And he's out here I think there was a guy from the Raiders. He was out here with, I didn't meet him, but Morlon and I were just catching up. So
okay. Yeah,
I'm out here. They sell a lot of slots out here. I don't ever play slots.
That may fall by the wayside at some point based on the average age of the people I see playing slots. So Morlon's out there doing the Lord's work. Morlon's out there doing the Lord's work. You're out there looking for a soft line on this Texans game on Sunday because of the Deshaun Watson news, right, D.A.?
I tell you what, I don't bet on NFL games. You guys, this is crazy.
Okay.
You guys are crazy. What is the latest?
Well,
did it move the line?
The latest is that a lot of the books have taken it off of the board because of this news about Deshaun having a chest injury that's made him day to day, and that's where I want to start. Unprompted, I got a text from you. I'm sitting in the press box on Sunday watching the game. I get a text from you during the game, and the text was,
"Stop running Deshaun Watson."
Basically,
thank you.
That was the text, and then we had some follow up texts that I, you know, probably need to censor. But the basic message that you had was, "What are they doing with this game plan with Deshaun?" Can you expound upon that?
I respect that he has wheels. I respect that he can make plays. What you don't want to do is continue to expect him to do that for your team. You want to give the ball to the other playmakers that are, I don't want to say more easily replaced, but they are. You can't replace Deshaun Watson with a backup. We've proven that you can, you know, get some other receivers, you can get some other running backs in there that can make plays. But you should not be running your quarterback, especially on the goal line. Unless it's a wide-open draw play, Matt Schaub style, where the C's part and you just walk into the end zone, you're not running your quarterback on a sweep and running him through four people to try to get in the end zone. That's crazy. Like, there's no way he's not going to get hit, and the goal is to avoid getting your quarterback hit, so I don't know why you put him in harm's way. It just doesn't make sense. If there's anything we've learned from even Jimmy Garoppolo, What would he have benefited from hitting that guy hard? That he looks tough? And then the risk-reward is just not there for your quarterback to really ever put his head down if there's anything we've learned about playing the quarterback position in the NFL.
There's no doubt. I can't tell you, and I'm not happy about this development that he's got a chest injury and he's day-to-day, but I'm happy to hear you pretty much corroborate what I've been saying. At 6'2", 220 in particular, this is not a guy that should be taking on multiple defenders in short yardage situations. We won't know until tomorrow what the official injury designation is for him this week, but we're already starting to speculate about whether or not it would be the right call to have him out on the field against the Buffalo Bills at NRG Stadium on Sunday. They have the Jaguars in Jacksonville after that, a very big game, and they're hoping to be 3-3 heading into that game. I know it's tough without knowing the extent of the injury, but what are your thoughts on maybe pumping the brakes and giving him a week off?
I mean, that's not outlandish. I guarantee you that's the first thing the coaches thought. But the thing about it is, don't forget, the Bills ran in and just embarrassed what Philly. So it's not like these teams are terrible. The Texans are rolling with the last two wins, so it would be nice to make it three and keep this thing going. There are no easy breaks, right? And I think that's what you realize when you got banged up players is it's not like you can really take a week off. But that might be the situation you go with here and hope that, hey, rest them, get a little healthy, let's play against Jacksonville. But then you're still falling into the same train you did last year. It's like, hey, Deshaun Watson's a great football player when he plays. That's the key. You've got to keep him on the field. And running. And the moral of the story is running him in the goal line, that is not a solution.
David Anderson joining us for his weekly visit. So, D.A., the report is a chest injury, which can mean any number of things. I know that he was spotted on the sidelines late in the game having a stethoscope pushed up to his rib cage by doctors. So there's speculation chest could mean a rib, it could mean a bruise, it could mean a punctured lung, it could mean any number of things. In general, have you dealt with a rib or a chest injury before, and exactly how painful is it?
Oh, yeah. Those upper ribs are, any of your ribs really hurt. The lower ones and upper ones are really bad because you just realize how much you use them as you expand your lungs and breathe. Your chest, a lot of times what happens with football players is they get hit in the sternum, so you end up getting like bruised right in the middle, and that means when you're opening and closing your arm. So like a quarterback, when he opens, when he separates his elbows to throw a pass, if that's painful, that stinks, right? It's all about how much discomfort are you dealing with on an average play. If there are like special plays where like, oh yeah, he has to whirl around on this fake and jump pass to get this out, and that hurts, well, we can throw those out. But if he hurts on just the average play, that's going to be a problem, and they need to change the game plan or not play him. But, that's up to the coaching staff and Watson to ultimately decide. But, you know, Watson and all NFL players, they're competitors, so they'll say, let's ride.
So we've been over how ill-advised it is to ask him to do it in short-yarded situations in the red zone. You saw the red zone failures on Sunday night against the Cowboys. If you had Bill O'Brien's ear, I mean, look, I know this is a very tough question to answer, but what would you do to change their luck in the red zone?
Well, just simply run the ball. I mean, there's nothing wrong with solid run plays. You could also throw some nice fade routes to Watson. I never see like that. That's never, I mean, not Watson,
Hopkins.
That's never a bad idea. It's all about using the creativity that you've used in the open field to create some deception. And that's where Deshaun Watson can really come in, right? Is you have him fake like he's running and then give it to someone coming back the other way and stuff like that. But the red zone, just like any play, you're lining up and you're going to beat some guys up man to man. The best red zone plays, you know, in history for the Patriots has always been just toss the ball up to that gigantic freak Gronk. So, you don't need to be that complicated. Do the simple stuff and just try to beat the guy in front of you.
Yeah, D.A., I was saying to people up in the press box on Sunday, after probably the third time down in a goal-to-go situation where they either got stopped or kicked a 19-yard field goal or whatever it was, that you gain a greater appreciation for a guy like Arian Foster when you're down inside the five, don't you?
Oh, for sure. It's a guy that can finish a run, a guy that's a big back that also has some creativity that can catch the ball out of the backfield. 100%. You like it when your quarterback has some ability to do some things like that and also do a run, but I just don't see I don't see that working long term, right? You'd rather surprise them with a quarterback run than have them expect it, because once they expect a QB run, there's going to be a lot of hats willing to hit a quarterback.
Hey, big picture, does this feel like to you maybe the toughest season in recent memory just to predict straight-up winners week to week in the NFL? There's some crazy stuff going on.
Well, that's a loaded question. If you're asking how I did last week, that's none of your business.
Well, I did say straight up.
Just in general, DA. Just in general.
I'm a money line guy. I'm not a spread guy. You know, there's no way the spreads for suckers. I would say yes. It does feel a little awkward week to week. I think some teams have started off slow, Texans being one of them. Some teams you expected to come together a little sooner, like the Steelers, the Falcons, I thought were going to be a much better football team. I didn't see the Giants struggling this much this year, even though they did a little bit last year. I mean, the Saints embarrassed Washington. I don't think anyone really saw that last night. It's looking a little more like college football in that they're blowouts. There's normally not that many blowouts in the NFL, which is a little weird, right? Like, I think I lost by more than 21 points once in 6 years or something like that. I mean, don't fact check me, but it didn't feel like we ever got blown out. Or 21 points is getting blown out. But in the NFL, I feel like that's happening at least 2-3 times a week now.
There are 11, I think there's 15 games this weekend. Two teams are on a bye. I'm looking at it right now on my phone. And 11 of the 15 games, the spread is 3 points or less. Under a field goal either way in 11 of these 15 games, to your point, Rich. So, yeah, it's crazy. So what's your plan while you're out? How long are you in Vegas for, DA? What's your plan while you're out there?
I'm just going to this one day. I've kind of seen how people are incorporating new data and tech into these sports books.
Yep.
You know, I'm a tech data guy, and ever since retiring, and sports betting is the big thing these days, and everyone's trying to figure out exactly how to do it. And I'm here to help. I will market myself however you want.
You are unique in being a former player who's way into that side of things. I think it's pretty cool myself. What's going on the Average Sports Show tomorrow night?
Changing expectations, right? I think as you've seen the Texans, they went from high expectations to low expectations to high expectations again. And that seems to happen throughout a season, throughout people's lives, throughout careers. And what you can do to combat that or how to not get on that roller coaster of expectations and steady it out so you can perform like a normal person.
Yeah. Well, they've had high expectations, low expectations, back to high expectations, like you said. Our hope is that this Deshaun Watson injury is not serious, because otherwise there would soon be no expectations.
Amen to that, brother.
You want high or low, you just don't want no, because that means apathy. David Anderson?
Sounds like you guys are taking the under against Buffalo, so noted.
Yes. Yeah, if you can throw some down, throw a sawbuck down for me while you're out there, that would be great.
All right.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
All right, buddy. David Anderson, you can hear him tomorrow night with Sean Bajani, Average Sports Show, 7 o'clock. You can hear him at about this time every Tuesday with us. DA, we always appreciate it, man. Safe travels.
Absolutely. Have a good one.
All right, thanks David Anderson. Bye. Join us on the Buyer's Barricades hotline. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.